Read it yourself.
Read it yourself. Level 3. Confident reader. Hansel and Gretel. Hansel and Gretel lived with their father and stepmother in a little house near a wood. There was not a lot of money for food, and they were all very hungry. One day, Hansel and Gretel's father said, "There is no food for us to eat." "Then Hansel and Gretel can't live here," said their stepmother. "We must take them to the middle of the wood, so they can't find their way back home."
"No," said their father. But their stepmother said,
"We must." Hansel and Gretel were listening at the door.
"I have a plan," said Hansel, and he went out to get some pebbles.
The next day, they all went into the wood. Hansel dropped pebbles on the path.
"Now wait here," said their father. "We are going to collect wood."
Hansel and Gretel waited all day. They were very hungry. Then they followed the pebbles back home. Hansel and Gretel's father was glad to see them, but their stepmother was not.
"There is not enough food for us all," she said. "We must take Hansel and Gretel deeper into the wood."
"No," said their father. "We can't do that."
"We must do it," said their stepmother. "This time, they must not find their way back home." Hansel and Gretel were listening at the door. But their stepmother locked the door so that Hansel couldn't get out. He couldn't collect pebbles. The next day, they all went deeper into the wood. This time, Hansel dropped some breadcrumbs on the path.
"Now wait here," said their father. "We are going to collect wood." Hansel and Gretel waited all day. Then they looked for the breadcrumbs on the path to follow. But the breadcrumbs were all gone. Hansel and Gretel went deeper into the wood. They walked for a long time. In the middle of the wood, they found a house made of sweets and cakes. In the house of sweets and cakes lived a witch. The witch planned to eat Hansel and Gretel. She locked Hansel in a cage and gave him lots of food to eat. The food made Hansel fat.
"Now he is fat enough to eat," said the witch. "So I will cook him in the oven. Gretel, check if the oven is hot enough to cook."
"I don't know how to check if the oven is hot," said Gretel.
"Like this," said the witch,
and she opened the oven door. The witch opened the oven door a little wider.
"I don't know how,"
said Gretel again.
"Like this," said the witch again.
She opened the oven door as wide as she could. Gretel pushed the witch in and locked the door. Gretel opened the cage.
"Look at all this money," said Gretel. We must take it home.
After a long walk, Hansel and Gretel found their way home. Their father was very glad to see them. Your stepmother is gone, he said happily. So Hansel and Gretel and their father all lived happily ever after in their little house near the wood. How much do you remember about the story of Hansel and Gretel? Answer these questions and find out. Who do Hansel and Gretel live with at the beginning? What does Hansel and Gretel's stepmother want to do with them? Can you remember the two different things Hansel drops on the path? What is the witch's house made of? How does Gretel get rid of the witch? Read it yourself. Hansel and Gretel. Illustrated by Marina Leray. Read by Paul Panting. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2011, 2013, 2024. Audio copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2024.